What a beautiful day we have here today. I have been directed to keep my remarks short, and for those of you who know me, you realize that is a task far greater than this dedication. But it is a true honor to be here in front of you today as a member of the Kansas State University family, and as someone who has loved this university, has been embraced by this university. As we said, a few years ago I came back here for a reunion, and I was walking into Memorial Stadium on a beautiful, crisp fall morning, and I walked past the plaque that is dedicated to the 48 students from this school who gave their lives in the First World War. And I just took a very simple, thoughtless photograph of it. And I took many pictures that weekend. And when I returned home to my home in New Hampshire, I was going back through those photos and through those images. And I landed on the picture of the plaque. And I looked at it and I said, "That's amazing. They've all died in alphabetical order." Obviously, that was not the case. But I did want to know who they were and what their lives meant. And I thought a very simple search into the internet and to drop their names into Google and all my answers would be resolved. But it was not the case. Nothing came back. They had vanished. And I took their names and I took them into multiple search engines, multiple websites, and nothing was there. And this did not sit well with me. And thus began an odyssey to find out who these individuals were. And as I pulled the string and unraveled what became a long journey down the rabbit hole, the stories of the 48 fallen emerged. And they were fascinating. And they were beautiful. And they were sad. And they were horrific. And they were unbelievably American. And I knew that I could not keep these stories to myself. And I began to reach out to Kansas State University to see if there was an audience for this. And along the way, many, many people stepped in to guide this along. Obviously, as we said, Lieutenant Colonel Art DeGroat, but Jeffrey Morris over at Department of Communications and Marketing, LaBarbara Wigfeld writing a class on this entire process. Every moment that someone was touched by this story, they offered their assistance to guide it along. It was never my intention or my desire, my wildest dream, to have this moment here today. And yet here we are. Keep believing. And yes, the stories of the 48 fallen are tremendously valuable. I say individually they're worthy of Hollywood epics, but taken together, they are a national treasure. For the first time, they explain the American experience in the First World War. And each one of their names represents an individual who lived a life, who had loved ones, whose nation called them to service. They did not all go willingly, but they answered the call and they did go. And these 48 K-State students did not come back. And I want to say, you know, as I said, I could go on each one of these, but there's, as I was picking through the different names and their stories, I wanted to say something that would be monumental for us here today, something that would bring a little bit of testimony to what this purpose is of this Memorial Stadium. And I came across the words of Lieutenant Harry Hunt, who was a Kansas State Agricultural College graduate with veterinary medicine. He joined the war, was a member of the 35th Infantry Division, the Kansas Missouri National Guard. And he went over to France, and he saw the destruction of man, and he tended to the beasts who carried the guns of war. And he was there near the front lines when on the 11th hour, the 11th day, the 11th month, the guns finally fell silent. And this was a moment that was marked throughout the entire country, throughout the entire world. There was great celebration because this was intended to be the war that would end all war. And Harry Hunt's mother wrote him a letter. And he sat down after he bought that. He penned it back. His letters were beautiful. But he wrote an answer to his mother in response to that very statement that this is the war to end all war. And I want to share his words with you because they were written near the Western Front in November of 1918, after he had seen the worst of the worst. And he writes back to his mother and he says, "And so, Mama, you think that this will be the last war. Well, you know what they say about great minds not always running in the same channel. I think there will always be war. As long as this world is run, or tried to be run, by human beings. There's just too much of the animal nature in us not to fight. And the wars will always get worse in proportion to the education and the knowledge of the people. And I thought that that was a very prophetic statement to be written in 1918. It's something very somber, something that we should reflect upon. But it also touches on something else. Because yes, it might be too much for us to ask to end all war. That might not be our task. But I do know this, that when war is thrust upon us, the only defense for it is our united strength. And when I came across these stories, and I looked again at that plaque, you know, each one of these men had something in common. They were all American, and they all served when their country called. And this stadium, this beautiful memorial stadium, this World War I memorial stadium, was never finished. It was built with great promise. And where the Alumni Center sits today, a giant, beautiful limestone horseshoe was set to enclose this stadium. And through the giant entrance of the Memorial Hall, each one who stepped foot into this stadium would recognize the impact of the First World War and make a promise themselves that we would not repeat that. Well, here we are today, and a beautiful day of celebration. And as I said, when I see this stadium, I see it as a testament to, yes, indeed our past, but it is also a great testament to what we have faith in the future. And as we go through the nation today, we are easily divided by many different thoughts. But I think if there was one thing that the 48 fallen would give to us today, it would be to say our strength is in our unity. And we may have celebrated our differences long enough, and perhaps now we have an opportunity to celebrate that which we have in common. And ladies and gentlemen, I am absolutely flattered, humbled, and honored to be here. And I want you all to remember that as we set foot into this stadium, we are all Kansans today. We are all Americans. And it is a time for us to remember that we are the United States of America. Thank you very, very much. And God bless the United States of America.